This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. We all need physical rest, but what about spiritual rest? Leroy explores this great need in Hebrews chapters 3 and 4. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
One day about 30 years ago, I looked in the mirror and thought, I'm a physical wreck. I was skinny, weak, bothered by headaches, and tired most of the time. In the language of physical fitness experts, I had bottle cap deltoids, cherry pit biceps, a swan-like neck, and broomstick legs. So I went down to the library and checked out 25 books on physical fitness. It didn't take long to see I was eating all the wrong things, so I changed my diet. I also learned how to establish the discipline of personal exercise, and I began a program of fitness that I still follow today. But I also studied the dimension of rest. Nutrition and exercise can't sustain a person without proper rest. I make it a point to go to bed on time at night, and every Sunday is a day of physical rest. As a result, I feel a lot better, and I have more energy and endurance than I did 30 years ago. But I had to discipline myself to learn how to rest. But what about spiritual rest? I meet a lot of Christians who are spiritually tired. How do we rest spiritually? How do we find that rest of soul that only God can give? Today's passage from Hebrews says the key to entering into God's rest is simple obedience. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, God speaks of the disobedience of the children of Israel on their way to the promised land. That's why I was angry with that generation and said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared, they shall never enter my rest. Why was God angry? Because they tested and tried Him in the wilderness instead of trusting and obeying Him. Hebrews 4:11 presents us with this challenge. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. The key to spiritual rest of soul is to obey God when He speaks to us. Obedience to the will of God brings a peace the world knows nothing about. Instant obedience, full obedience, joyful obedience. Christian, how about you? Are you tired? I'm sure you're trying to rest physically and take care of yourself. But maybe the issue is lack of spiritual rest. Perhaps it's disobedience to God that's worn you out. Obey Him and enter His rest. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's Devotional Guide. Daily Walk provides a helpful daily Bible reading guide and practical insights for your personal and family devotions. Get a head start on the new year. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy asks, what does it mean to grow up in Christ? Join us on Daily Discipleship.